Okay, with the amount of economic problems. Now, when we hit the stores, okay, we saw suddenly a large lack of resources in our town. Store shelves getting emptied, gasoline running out. Now, that was a good trial period there. You know, where cutting back on a lot of stuff really did count. Now, we have one thing we need to work on is water. The correct kind of thing where we can filter the water from the lake or anywhere else we need to filter it from.
That's right.
Rainwater, snow melt, whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. But, yeah, I think that would work.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
it. You want to pause it and put the kettle on for fresh tea or heat something up?
I would love that.
Unfortunately, I hate the test being right. Well, I don't hate the test being right.
I don't know.
It's my favorite. But as I was saying, being right, I like being right, but in this situation, in case something that I don't want to be right about, if you know what I mean,
I know.
The fact being that, yeah, having an accuracy ratio that I have is depressing. All these negative things that I have to predict.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, it's a tough job. Okay.
Okay, off you go.
Hello.
Good evening.
How's it going?
Oh, not bad. I assume not bad. I mean, you've got to take a look at what's going on so far in the channeling session. And it's sort of a... you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a good and bad side to everything.
But the learning education, the learning curve.
That is the good side.
Mm-hmm.
It's how that learning curve comes about is the bad side.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
As, somebody that I know very well would say, it is a matter of taking the information, analyzing it, and proceeding as best you can. And who would that person be? No.
Horton?
No. I don't deal with those on a regular basis.
I don't know who.
He is right. You don't know who you're talking to, do you?
I'm working on it. Well, I know it's not Kara. I know it's not Carrie. So,
does it have to be Alana?
Yes!
Oh.
Men are so slow and thoughtless.
I don't know about thoughtless.
Lacking in thinking.
Lacking in thinking, maybe, but not thoughtless. You're a thought.
Bologna.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Excellent. And most wonderful.
Yes, most wonderful and auspicious dude.
Okay. Dolphin, sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
I have a question for you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Watching a special on dolphins and the place where they tend to congregate.
Uh-huh.
According to the show I saw, the only one place in the world where the dolphins actually seek out humans is that place in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But then I'm looking at Cancun as a place to go find dolphins at. It's not a place you can go from the dolphins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is this a change in dolphin behavior?
No.
That you're seeking out humans more now? Or?
No. In the past, they used to seek out and help humans all the time.
There's all kinds of things
you can
go up to
see
dolphins now.
Mm-hmm. It is because they are feeling safe again.
Okay.
It used to be that when you have dolphins, what normally do you have around dolphins? Or or what are dolphins normally around? Shefting and pushing and
fish.
Mm-hmm.
And getting vetted, killed, and all kinds of stuff.
That's right. Now they're starting to feel safe again.
Mm. They're coming around here more often.
Mm-hmm. Because no longer are you the big bad guys.
Hmm. Well, I can't wait for March.
Mm-hmm. I'll spend more time with my little one when you head down.
Okay. So how's life been with you?
Fun.
Good. Now, we were discussing Mark and myself, Miranda.
Uh-huh.
As both, you know, both self now and herself then.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing, you know, how she died and how tough it's been on Kiri.
Oh, I've only had stories from Kiri and Kara. I don't remember her.
Right. So you could never actually have any kind of...
No. In fact, she died before I was born. I had stories about her playfulness, her mischievous. And I remember one occasion I had my girlfriend there and she had her boyfriend and we were really getting down on the boys. And then we traded. And then we did each other. They were totally pooped out, so we did each other quite a few times. And they watched and paused. It was amusing. And mother heard about it. And I thought she was going to tell me to not be so promiscuous. And she goes, reminds me of when I was a little girl. I go, what do you mean? Did you used to do what we used to do? Or did last night or the night before? And she goes, no, but mother used to all the time.
But one of the things that I've talked about with our daughter about the birds and the bees.
We're waiting until she's ready.
Yes, this will be a long time
away. Mm-hmm.
Well, any children she have could be potential sleep problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to infuse that. Leonides will only go with other...
Yeah, we'll just
totally
mm-hmm. Well, see, I mean, what if it's genetically advantageous for him to go with someone who isn't a super operator? Would he look at it from the point of view that this is something that needs to be done, or would it be like,
Kiri's
standard kind of deal?
From what Kiri's told me, is that super operants will only mate with super operants.
Really, that's the basic rule of thumb.
No, not the basic rule of thumb. It's just the way that they are. They are not exempt from impregnating other women.
Right.
It depends on their morals or their sexual behavioral pattern. For example, there's a super operant that I know, and she is happily bonded for life.
Mm-hmm.
She has four children, two of them super operants.
Mm-hmm.
The other two aren't. The other two have different fathers. But their children will more than likely be super operants.
So the two that are super operants, their father is a super operant.
That's correct.
Well, one thing with super operants, I assume, is because since you could know all the past lives of your partner,
mm-hmm.
and your partner would all know your own past lives.
That's right.
There must be, you know, a lot more to making love with each other than there would be with just regular.
From what she's told me, is that when we make love, she knows all my past lives and all hers and all the ones that we've spent together.
God, that must be a mindful.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't make love with just me in my present form. She's making love with all of me.
Now, can you conceive of that?
No, unfortunately.
I can't either. No way near I could.
But it brings up her sexual ecstasy level incredibly. I'm a little envious. The fact that she will orgasm after about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Takes you back quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Although last week I did manage to get the come in about 7 minutes. That was fine.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I can see where that would have a lot more. Sense-wise, now yeah. Super often senses more heightened.
Oh, most certainly.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
They're more aware of their environment as far as space, time, and anything else.
I remember I was nibbling on their ears, and I mean, it was driving them absolutely riot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's got her hormones under control.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's very gratifying to make love to her.
Hmm.
She, yeah, she really gets off, and in doing so, she learns how to mind cope. She's more like Kiri in her coercion ability, apart from much lesser level.
Right.
And she will insert a mind probe when she's making love with you. So she experienced what you're experiencing.
Wow.
Which really brings her off.
Sorry?
Yeah, Kiri would do that. But she loops it.
Oh. Hmm.
Which is an interesting trick I want to learn with what limited coercion I have.
How's your girlfriend doing?
She's doing all right. She's having her period at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's it working here?
Oh, fun, fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nothing from the dolphin pool?
No. Nothing much apart from them paying a lot. And the one female dolphin going off and hiding a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to the point where she's getting close, but she doesn't want to be bothered by the other dolphins.
No, I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm.
And have we talked about there being a super opera in dolphins?
Yeah.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
And we agreed to work.
Yes.
But,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if they have the same mental problems sometimes. It's like a super opera have to do.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And dolphins, do you get serious?
Obviously.
No, they always have this permanent smile. They always have a good time.
But they always are having a good time. They don't have the stress and strain that we do. Mm-hmm. But I do love being in the water.
Yeah. Well, the energy, the vibe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got asked the other day by one of the dolphins using an experimental headset to translate what he was saying. Right? And he wanted to know why was it that I wore skin, an external skin. And I told him because... Sorry? Mm-hmm. Told him because the fact that, yeah, it means that I could dive deeper in the water and be down there longer with them if I used a breathing apparatus. And they said that they prepared me with my normal skin. And that they would come up, and when I was around, that they would be up higher up in the water where it was warmer.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done away with my wetsuit skin.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. They enjoy it.
And so how does this experimental thing do? It sounds like you're reaching some good points in your research that you've been trying to work on for a long time.
It takes a longer time. I want to be able to do away with the communication setup, the headset. I want to be able to do it, yeah, mind to mind.
Hmm.
But I think there might be some mental programs that I'd have to write.
I think the translation factor would be a tough one.
Yeah, that's what I mean by the mental programs.
Hmm. Now, you've heard Tia speaking in Durandan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, her use of Durandan has a lot of inflection, a lot of changes in volume, pitch, and tempo.
Mm-hmm. And tone.
And tone. Similar to a dolphin in many ways as far as its nuances. So
mm-hmm.
slight. And it takes someone who can speak dolphin to understand it.
Yeah.
Same with Durandan.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to know how to speak Durandan to tell all the nuances.
That's correct.
Hmm. So that's the program you have to write.
Mm-hmm. I am taking mind programming classes at the moment.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Which is very entertaining.
Why is that?
Oh, it's a whole new learning experience for me.
Hmm. Now, what do those include?
It involves a lot of not so much imagery as thought patterns.
So you have to control your thought pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Yes.
Hmm. And that's where the class comes in.
That's right. It's not so much visualizing and colors, and there's a lot of mathematical equations, and you have to know what they mean to be able to generate the thought pattern to do so.
Wow.
It's not visualizing. them anymore.
Why is this mathematics coming to it?
Because you need the mathematics to formulate the mental weights.
I don't understand that part. Because I always thought when listening to dolphin speech, you know, it's a series of clicks, whistles, and...
Yes, but that's the inflection.
Right. Well, is it a number of tones divided by a number of tones kind of deal?
No. The waveform patterns and the mathematical formulas are what makes the wave behaving in a particular way. If you use 0 over 3 divided by 7 multiplied by n add in c equated by d2f1, you see that makes the wave behave in a particular waveform.
What does O stand for?
O stands for the oscillation level.
Oh.
You see, f2 is the frequency level, not to be confused with F or F1, which something out that I'm not too sure about. You have to ask Kiri. Talking of Kiri.
Well, I'll let you go, my dear, but thank you very much. I'm going to try to comprehend all this.
Okay.
Wish me luck.
I will.
All right, bye.
Bye.
There you go.
Okay, I'll put her on for you.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
How's it going?
Not bad. Probably not good going up there, of course.
But I don't think you're going to get like a channel.
I don't think so either. All right, darling. Photonic energy use in healing.
Yes.
Okay. No success so far. Included?
Not focusing correctly.
Okay. No.
As I said the other day, it is necessary to focus the energy inside you first before letting it power up the hand.
Okay. Now, what I'm trying to do is isolate the photonic energy from the normal energy from around.
No.
Oh, okay. There's my
problem. Blend it and augment it. Watch. Okay, now feel the heat. Now feel it increase. Both energies blended.
Oh, okay. Well, there's my problem.
Wait. Oh. Now, good. There we go. Back up. Now, if it was me, instead of using Mark's energy, but the fact that I was blending and mixing and changing the ratio of his normal energy will probably give him a headache.
Okay, so there
it is. It is a necessary demonstration. I hope you understand.
I'm sure.
Tell him that I apologize when he gets back with the headache.
Okay. But with the advent of the photonic energy, my best bet would be blend it from below, bring up the earth energy, and then focus on energy from
around you,
from around me.
And then bring in the photon energy. Mix it.
Now, there's the question I got.
Okay. Experiment on the level of photonic energy necessary.
Okay.
Now, if Skip was here, he would do it naturally. He knows how to do it because he has experienced photon cloud He has experienced photon energy more recently than you have.
Right, and the spirit of the moon spent on his left foot.
That's correct.
He passed across his planet before he crossed ours.
That's why he's such a talented healer. You might want to give him a communication and tell him what.
Okay, that sounds good. Alright, so the best bet is when using this is to determine what is photonic energy and how does it feel different from regular energy, and then blend the two.
Right.
Pull in the mix.
Good enough. Stick your finger up in the air. Like that. Right above your head.
Okay.
Right, that's your conductor.
Okay.
Now, visualize energy swirling around your finger.
Okay.
Now, above it, feel energy pouring in like a pulsar. releasing energy, but in reverse, pouring down. As it does so, it sucks in the energy spinning around your finger. Mm-hmm. It comes all the way down your arm and into you. Now put down your arm and visualize a pole in the same sort of setup from your crown chakra. Visualize the energy spinning around the top of the pole and the, yes, that's it, Russ. That's the image I wanted. Now, the energy spinning around the pole, shut it down there.
Okay.
Spinning around the pole is normal background energy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The white stuff coming in the top, like the pulsar, but in reverse, is photonic energy. Notice how different and luminous it was. Now, when it came down into you, you felt the change within you, didn't you? Remember that feeling.
So now, it's a pop-up.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Now, the blend ratio depends on what the damage is. For a normal cut like your finger, you will need about
50-50 ratio?
Let me finish the formula, please. Right. A half. A half. 3/8 and 1/8. 1/8 of photonic energy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Now, it drops down by 8. For a more pronounced cut, in a pressure cut, you need to add in, it would be basically half air energy, half background energy, quarter background energy, and a quarter photonic energy. For massive damage, it would be more along the lines of about 3/8 photonic energy, 1/8 background energy, and a half air energy. For serious trauma, bone sticking out of the leg, you would go 5/8. Photonic energy. 1/8. Background energy. And 2/8. Earth energy. That would be massive, massive trauma where you need the photonic energy to sustain a long, long probe. Do you want to know what's that beeping in the background? Okay.
Okay, now when you mention a half of Earth energy,
mm-hmm,
and then 1/8 photonic energy and 3/8 surrounding energy, where's the other parts of that 8 come in? That's only 4/8. Still have 4/8 left.
That's half of Earth energy.
Oh, I see.
See, the equation is
oh, I
4/8 Earth energy, mm-hmm, 3/8
right,
background energy, and 1/8 photonic energy.
I got it.
You want me to sound worse than the llama?
No.
And put in the equations?
No, I can just see you going ahead and doing this higher dimensional entity.
You know how much I detest that.
I don't blame you. I detest it horribly.
It sounds so much rhetoric.
I know. It's
so much doctrinal. So much pre-formulated.
Well, people don't feel that we're actually channeling.
And let you do that.
Yeah, and it's like, well, that's their tough luck. I mean, the information is awesome. The fact that it sounds like it's coming from your best friend instead of some higher than high white, you know, gown, angelic being, just a luminous form.
We prefer to teach than to go through the rhetoric. The teaching process would be better of you to accept. The teaching process is less ritualized due to the fact that ritual overwhelms and awes the individual, and they lose the learning lesson.
That's a lot of words.
But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. And I've tried to get that across.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. But the people that have attended channeling sessions have walked away with the feeling that we are equals, that we are professors at the local college, that are taking the time out with our favourite pupils. That would have been the better way to put it.
Yeah.
Take, for example, Bethany and how much she benefited.
Oh, yeah.
Skip and how much he's benefited.
I remember how much Bethany is scared, though, too. And overawed.
Well, that's Kiri's thing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, that's not just Kiri. I mean, that's everybody who has ever come to a channeling session. Mm-hmm. How many have come back? Why is it only I am talking with you right now? We don't have, like, a room full of people. Because even though we're talking down, you know, with each other, like, with friends and, lovers.
We are friends.
Lovers and stuff. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like Corton and stuff. But people still get overawed by this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it.
When you've grown up around it almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's naturally freezing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I will admit that Corton and Ashton is very intimidating.
Yeah.
Their abruptness and precise to the point, and the fact that they make people think. They ask the question. And they answer questions.
Right.
Well, during the summer you saw much more of Skip.
Yeah,
well, it's also a long day during the dark nights.
Okay. Anybody else in the other night session?
Yeah, I put on the last tip.
Thank you, my love.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, two more speakers?
No, one more.
One more.
Uh-huh.
Oh. You're one of the two.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
Okay. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. Hear me?
Yes.
Quiet, you know. Okay, so how are you doing, my dear?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. All right, well, now then, well, I'm going to let you pick us up tonight.
Let's just have idle chicken.
Okay.
Well, I think Tia bringing up the question to her mom is a very good move. What she's repeating is correct.
Yeah. Well, what we need to do...
She says, I sound like my sister.
That is one thing we didn't think of, though, when we made up the list of changes. It's a good plan.
Yes. I was with Mark, or in Mark's mind the other day, and he was getting nuts and bolts for the snowblower downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him to inquire into how much a... generator would cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much one would cost to power your living room?
How much?
I believe it would be 499.99.
500 bucks?
There's no 500 bucks, would it be 500
bucks? Well, I mean, it's rounded off.
$499.99
is 500 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
With tax, it runs it out to about $535.
Okay.
Roughly.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
That would power downstairs, I believe.
Hmm. And with the decreased use, energy usage, it would power the whole house, essentially.
Pretty much so, yeah.
As for what we would use it for.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be to power any heaters, that's for sure.
You would use it to power hot plates and things.
Yeah.
Lights.
Cooking lights.
Computers. Mm-hmm. You'd have to check that the power would be compatible with computers.
Um,
Now, are we going to experience a technological, in your opinion, of course, downturn with the advent of this DEFCON School of One?
I don't know. You have to ask the expert on these predictions.
Technologically,
I see that it may stagnate or it may actually accelerate. Those that have the necessary wherewithal will benefit tremendously from the technological threat. It will become more specialized. Computers will, to stay competitive and survivable and useful, will no longer be standard 8 megabit, 14 inch monitor. Monitor, 33.6 VHP modem with 1 point or 2.1 gig of memory. It would be more along the lines of, Mr. Hatfield, what sort of computer would you like? How big of a monitor would you like? How much RAM? But do you need only 4 megs of that? Certainly we can make it like that. They will no longer come as a complete package. It will be made for you. It will look like everybody else's, but it will be tailor-made for what you want.
Right.
In fact, some computer companies are actually starting to do that.
We'll find more high-end systems.
Exactly. I had a look at the computer system the other day that was entertaining, and it was custom made for an individual. How about that kind of thing?
You might want to hang around the apartment or at least your sister for a little while for the next couple of days, Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll be at the computer electronics showroom.
Oh, really?
Convention in Vegas. Yes, and this is what a lot of what we're going to be seeing here. Because that's a lot of what the convention is going to be all about. Well, the part we're going to be in it.